Thank you, Madam President. I would like to exercise the right of reply to the comment made by the representative of the Russian Federation. So 12 months ago in the Kyiv region, Ukrainian defenders started liberating our territories seized by Russian forces. Since then, nearly half of the area occupied by Russian troops since the beginning of full-scale invasion was freed. This process will continue until complete the occupation of our sovereign territories within its internationally recognized borders, including the part of the Zaporizhzhia region temporarily occupied by Russia. As to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, let me remind that as a result of Russian missile attack on 9 March, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant was completely de-energized for the sixth time during the occupation. In this regard, we welcome the IAEA mission at Ukrainian nuclear power plants, which confirmed that Ukraine has never stored any weapons in its territory as Russia falsely claimed. On 24 February, the G7 supported the IAEA efforts to strengthen nuclear security in Ukraine, including through the permanent presence of IAEA experts at the ZNPP. So under the pressure, Russia was forced to unblock the process of rotation of experts. Speaking more broadly, all the atrocities we are witnessing today are a result of Russia's crime of aggression against Ukraine. And we must address the root cause rather than just the symptoms. In this regard, we work closely together with other nations to set a relevant special tribunal. It will be able to prosecute Russia's top political and military leadership for this crime. And as a first step on that track, we welcome the decision made by the International Criminal Court in The Hague on 17 March, issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin and Russia's Children's Rights Commissioner Maria Lvova-Belova over forcible transfer of Ukrainian children to Russia from the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine. This is the first step, which will be followed by others. I thank you.